Hello, everybody. Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome to I Am Unique Right podcast. Tonight, we are talking about downselling. We're going to have a special guest come on tonight, and we're going to talk to her about how she downsells in her business and different things about downselling. And they all are like, why do you keep saying the word downselling, right? Downselling is a way to save a sale. Sometimes everybody doesn't want the big package, right? We all had to create different packages for our businesses, right? You have the pro, you have the elite, you have the professional, you have all of these different softwares or services, group packages that you like to offer, right? So at the end of the day, we want to tell everybody how to downsell. Like, if somebody does not want your $1,000 package, what other package do you have for them? What other things can you offer them to downsell them? You know what I mean? What if your potential client says, hey, this is not an offer that I can afford right now. This is not an item that I can afford right now. But at the end of the day, what do we want that person to do? It's to purchase from us, to make a sale, right? We want to make a sale off of that client. There's profit in every sale that you make, right, in your business, right? So you want to make a sale. So while you are sitting there and you're going to start everybody with your highest priced item and then go down to your lowest price, right? So that is called downselling. And sometimes you have to start with a lower costed or a higher costed item and to intrigue that client, because maybe you already know that that client can't afford your services and what you're offering them. So you want to sell them, you want to give them something else to go down. So like when the big thing is offering them the big item, this big ticket item. Because we know if we sell 10 big ticket items, that could be $1,000, that could be $10,000, that could be $100,000, right, for everybody. But if you don't sell those 10 items, then you want to sell something a little less expensive, right? So you want to go down and sell something else. So maybe you're only selling them half of what you are trying to put out. You're only selling them half of the services. So if it's a $1,000 program, now you're selling them a $500 program or a $495 program, right? Once you try to do that, then you might have to sell them that $495 set might not work for them. They might only need a $297 program or a $97 program, depending on your level of program. So always have a stair-stepping level of programming or a stair-stepping level of service for your clients. And you will always find that there's one client that some clients like that big package. Some clients like the middle package. Some clients want the cheapest package you have. And it's not nothing personal against you. You have to understand they want to be a part of your business, and that is the service that you are providing for them at that time. So you have to make sure that you are setting up those services for those clients at that particular time. You have to make sure that you're able to offer different clients at different levels of income. I mean, you can still have a cap. If they can't afford $100 a month for your services, maybe they're not designed to be your client. Or if your bottom cap is $1,000, you know, you go from $1,000 to $2,000 to $5,000. Whatever your bottom cap is, that doesn't make a difference. If somebody wants your service or needs your service, they're going to figure out where they can. And at the end of the day, they can grow their services from the bottom to the top, right? So if you sign up for my $9.99 DIY business coach class, right? You sign up for that class and you put that, and that's what you do. You're DIY, you're going on there, you're learning the software, you're learning everything in that class, right? You're learning all the coaching in that class. Now, you're going to be like, okay, I understand what I'm supposed to do, but I don't know how to do it. That person is going to give you a call back. That $97 client that you didn't really want because you wanted the $5,000 client or the $2,000 client is going to call you back and be like, hey, I worked on this $97 item class. I get it. I understand. I really need your help because I'm spending this money for your class and I'm not making the money that I desired in the beginning. Not making the money that I wanted to. So at that time, you have to figure out what you're going to do and how you're going to build that business up. So we're going to bring on a special guest tonight, and we're going actually to talk about how to how she downsells. Sometimes there has to be different downselling in your business. So even, okay, say you're in retail. Lady comes in there and wants a dress. You know what I mean? But they're looking at the dress. They try to dress. The dress fits them, but it's out their budget. It's a $200 dress, right? So you're like, okay, you can't afford a dress. What about this shirt? Or what about these jeans? Or what about these sunglasses? Or what about these earrings? That would look good. Once you find your outfit, is this the look you're looking for? Once you find your outfit, you will be able to add this to your outfit. So those are the things that you have to do to actually downsell them. All right? One second, guys. If you have not picked up my book off of Amazon, pick up my book on Amazon. You know what I'm going to do? Let me see. I would like you guys to ask me. I want to see how to add these badges onto your Instagram. That's interesting. I'll have to figure that out later. So at the end of the day, you want to create a downselling strategy for your clients, okay? So the steps to create your downselling strategy to your clients, while our YouTube comes up, okay. Try another way of adding the YouTube link to my broadcast, but it is not working. But we're going to get back into this right now. How's everybody tonight? Okay, so let's start at the top. Downselling means backing off from your original offer. When you have a potential client appears to reject your offer, you have to offer them something less expensive or at a lower quantity or quality. Then once you establish the buying relationship, you can upsell them. So listen to that. The key is to get the person to be a long-term buyer and build that relationship up with them. That is what you want to do. And to actually making sure that client, they enjoy working with you, they enjoy taking time learning your business, they enjoy your product. That is your whole goal, is to make sure that they're actually enjoying that item, that product, that position that you're putting them in. Because you want your client to always come back. You want them to be a long-term client. So downselling a client one day, even if you have a bakery, and if you can sell somebody that $3 cup of coffee or that $2 cup of coffee, that is so much better than them walking out and not spending any money. One, you created a level of customer service for that person. They enjoyed that level of customer service, and they wanted to be a part of that. Two, you actually made some money off of that person walking in the door instead of making zero money. So at the end of the day, our goal is to make money off of our clients. We want to make sure that our clients and our customers are buying something from us. So if they're not buying that high ticket item or they're not buying package number two, you need to have a package number three for them to purchase, so that you can actually grasp their relationship and grasp it, them able to purchase from you at the end of the day. So the sale is a sale. And that is the biggest thing about downselling. So as a car dealership, I'm going to give you an example. The person walks in and like, hey, I want a Maserati. Now, you're like, hey, this Maserati is going to cost you $100,000. They're like, ooh, I didn't know Maseratis cost that much. You know what I mean? They're just naming cars because they thought on something or they thought they wanted that kind of car. But end of the day, they want a sports vehicle. Instead of selling them that $100,000 Maserati, you might be able to sell them a Porsche. That's only $70,000 or $80,000. It goes just as fast and looks just as sleek, right? But at the end of the day, you got a client and you sold that item, right? You actually purchased, got a client, built a reputation. Once they got that Porsche, they love the Porsche. The Porsche is a good quality. It drives well. They had it for a couple of years. They're like, hey, I'm ready to spend the extra 20 grand or 30 grand for that Maserati. Let me trade in my Porsche, get, you know, my 50K out of it, 20K out of it, and put that as down payment towards my Maserati. Now you actually now have a sale. Then when they buy the Maserati, next thing they want the Bentley, or next they want another one of the expensive cars, right? So, but the idea was to get that sale. And you still sold them a nice luxury sports vehicle. You did not sell them the one they wanted. Because at the end of the day, that's not what they could have afforded. And you want to make sure that you're giving that client something that satisfies that taste in their mouth. If they're coming into your establishment and they're trying to buy from you, or you're trying to give them any kind of coaching services or any kind of services, obviously that person wants to be a part of the team. They want to be a part. They just don't know where they fit in yet. So you have to send them options of where they fit in. So say, hey, this coaching cost is $5,000. This coaching cost is $2,500. This coaching cost is $1,000. This coaching is $100. That person will actually find where they belong in that place, where they are like attached to that item and attached to how well they want to be with you. Just like my DIY business coaches start at $97. Everybody can be part of my coaching program with a coaching call from me for a month for $97 a month. Okay, so you think about this. What do I get for that $97? That's my cheapest package, right? So for $100 a month, what do I get? You get access to thousands of online training videos, right? That teaches you how to market your business, how to create a roadmap of your business, how to evaluate your business, and so forth. You only get one hands call with me a month. Then we talk about your strategies. We talk about what you want. We talk about goal setting. We put those into place. And we make sure that you get those things done. So the next month's call, I'm asking you, what did you do on your next month? But that's one call. Now, that is my smallest package. So my package up, I would never sell this way, though. My package up is you get 2 one-on-one phone calls from me. You get access to my online platform. You also get access to my sources or my resources that I have out there to help you find graphic designers, web designers, everybody, social media managers, everybody who you need to implement these marketing atmospheres, these marketing ideas that I'm telling you to do. You get 2 calls. So a call the first of the month and a call in the middle of the month and a call the first of the month and the end of the month, however you want those calls. So at that time, you're having these phone calls with people and I'm talking to you. We're going to be talking about your plans, your goals, and call number one. Then I'm going to follow up with you and see how you're going to build that business. What are you going to be doing? I mean, how much have you implemented? Do you need help with implementation of these concepts? So as you're building these ideas and these concepts, these are the things that I am bringing to you. Now, that's the second program, second from the bottom, right? It gives you a little bit more time. It gives you that's $500 program. So the next program up would be the $2,197.99 a month. That gives you 3 coaching calls a month. So every week I'm calling you. Hi, how are you doing today? Blah, blah, blah. How is your day going? This gives you the 4 coaches. So every week we have an agenda. We're writing it down. If you need somebody to help you execute it, I have a team. I refer you to the team. They start doing the work. You pay the team member for that project. I make sure that they have everything that they need. And these are the things that we put together, right? And I actually have a bigger package. It's like $5,000 a month where I call it your marketing department. And which that means, and what that is being said to do, is I am your marketing department. Implement that you will need for your marketing department to put out there what you need to put together. I just call you and be like, hey, do you like this? Is this the message you're trying to relay? Is this not the message you're trying to relay? And these are the things that I do. So these are the things that we're doing for this week and blah, blah, blah. So at that cost, we have a full team of people that work for you. Now, when I'm selling people this item, these packages, right, I start at the top. I start at the very top because the thing is, hey, I don't know what your financial status is at the time that I'm talking to you, so I'm going to start with my biggest package because if I sell you that, then I don't need to sell but 2 or 3 of those a month, and I'm making 15K, right? So I don't need to sell but 2 or 3 of those. So I want you to buy that package a month. And then I'm making 50. If I find 3 people to buy that $5,000 package a month, I'm making 15K. I'm happy. I'm super happy. I'm excited, right? But not everybody can afford $5,000 a month, right? So at the end of the day, I try to bring you on and I tell you, hey, okay, you can't afford that. Here is a, here is the $3,000 or the $2,000 package. You sign up for that package. You work with that package. You do what we got to do with that package. I'm helping you. I'm implementing things. We're putting things together. You're doing what we have to do for that package. Then you're like, oh, no, I can't afford $2,000 a month either. I'm just starting out. Times are hard, blah, blah, blah. So I introduce you to the $500 package. And you're like, hey, I love the $500 package. It seems right up my alley, exactly what I will want to do. You know, let me look at my budget. And I was like, before you even look at your budget, if you have to look at your budget, that means you probably can't afford this package. So let's, what do we do today is why don't we start with the $97 package? You'll still get one coaching call a day. You'll learn all of the tricks of the trade. You'll learn everything that I'm teaching. You'll create your own roadmap. They'll give you your marketing evaluation and your marketing plan that you need. Pay this, stay in this program for, you know, for a year, and you'll be able to see exactly what you need. When you can always come back to this when you need help, you know, use it as a resource to grow in your business and all of that. Those are the things that you can do. And you're like, oh, yes, let me start with that. But at the end of the day, I just spent a 45-minute call on you. I showed you my value. You understand my worth. You appreciate my value. I've talked to you. I built my rapport with you. And I got you to purchase something from me for $97. Now, I could have stopped you three steps ago because I'm like, hey, you can't afford me anyway. But that's not a great habit to have. Because you really don't know where that person's mindset is or mentality is. And they have, and sometimes people find money for what they want. Not everybody who has a Louis bag can afford a Louis bag. Not everybody has a Mercedes can afford a Mercedes. Not everybody has red bottoms can really afford a pair of red bottoms. But when they want to afford something, they dig deep and then they find it and then they buy it. So we're about to bring our guest on here tonight and talk to her about her coaching quad, the Diva. We're going to bring her on. She's going to call into the radio station, call in to the Blog Talk, and we're going to talk to her about how she upsells. She's a coach. How she upsells her packages and her products. What does she do to downsell some clients? How does she capture a sale when you want? And sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes capturing a sale could be a free email. Getting them on your email list so that they can, you can have a lead to potentially hit them up later and be like, hey, these are packages that I have. So if you do not have a tiered package program already, make sure the least thing that you do that's beneficial for your business is to get their email. You need to make sure that you get their email and you talk to them on their email and you address them about what's going on with their, you know, what's going on. You educate them about things that you have. You send them drip campaigns. You send them, hey, download this for free. Hey, listen to this. Hey, da-da-da-da. And these are things that will target people intrigued about what you're doing. Then when they find that worth, when they find that opportunity, when they find that, they're actually going to come to you and purchase items from you and buy from you. And it could be your best customer. These are the things. So as soon as she, oh, here she comes. Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I am great. I'm great. I'm not in my own studio, so it's, hopefully the people on Facebook and Instagram can hear you okay. I did not bring my speaker, but it's okay. How are you today?
Awesome. I'm good. How are you?
So can you tell everybody how you downsell? How do you downsell your customers?
All right. Well, first off, I have 5 different packages. I have packages starting at $2,000, and my lowest package is $197. I always try to stay in a range so that way it can fit everyone's budget. However, what I do is I do start at my highest package first. When we're talking, I do a consultation call. I listen to what you need, and I let you know what I'm offering. And if that package does not fit your needs at $2,000, then, of course, I try to go to the medium package. I don't go right down to the next package. I try to go to the medium, and that package starts at $997. And if you still tell me that that's not in your budget, then I go to the $197. I always try to down tier, but I never go strictly to the next highest package because I try to see where you are in a sense and meet you in the middle. A lot of the problems we do sometimes have with downselling is people want you to automatically sell at a lower price automatically, but they need a higher package. So I still give you the same benefits of having a $2,000 package is just more of a coaching as far as you get access to my Facebook group. You get access to one call with me. And then I also have an e-course that you follow along with, and then you ask me questions. And I help you in the Facebook group, and I go live like once a week to answer all the questions. So it's more so in a group setting for the lower packages versus that one-on-one.
All right. I'm so sorry. I lost you for a second. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I am so sorry about that. I lost you for a minute. So repeat that. Repeat what you were selling about your packages. First of all, let's start over. Tell me who you are and what your business is.
Okay. Well, I am Q Maxwell. I am the business coach for FHQ Design and Consulting. I'm also a certified life coach for faith and healing with Q. And I've been in business for 4 years. I've probably been doing this longer than 4 years, but I've officially been in business 4 years. And what I do is I am a business coach, like I said, life coach. I offer graphic design, marketing plans. I help create business plans. And I do kind of a little bit just to help get you structured in your business.
Okay.
So what I was saying concerning my packages, like I have 5. I have 5 packages all together. The highest starting at $2,395. The lowest is $197. That $197 package is more so, like I was saying, a link to my e-course where we're kind of doing access to the Facebook group. I help you with your business plan. I help you with your marketing plan. And then we do more so of a live questionnaire in a group setting on Facebook, in the Facebook private Facebook. How I downsell to my clients is because I always try to make sure that when I start at my highest package first, and if you say you can't meet me there, then I try to go to my medium package, which is $997. And if you can't meet me there, then I go to the lowest package as a final stance because then I know you still have access to everything that all those packages include. It's just less access to me, per se, more so in a group setting, if that makes sense. I think that we all want the high-selling items. However, you always got to make sure that you kind of can appease to everybody, if that makes sense.
Right. That does make sense. And that is how you're supposed to stair-step your packaging and your business, especially as a coach. Now, can you give us an example? Let's do role play. Give us an example of how your sell pitch would go as you're downselling me.
Okay, so the first thing I would do is once you have, say that you're interested in some of my services, I will let you know, okay, the first package that I do have starts at $23.95. I do have the option of giving you a payment plan, and I'll let you know that you what you receive in that package. So that package helps you to include a business plan. You get 2 coaching calls with me a month. You also get access to a private Facebook group where I go live weekly. And then I also will provide you with help with website and graphics for advertisement and your business cards. Does that sound like something that you would be interested in?
Wow, that 23 is a lot right now. Is that a one-time fee or is that monthly?
No, that's not. It could be a one-time fee, but I can break that up into payments for you. Now the payments will be in 3 installments.
Okay. Well, is that the only package that you have?
No. Now the next package I do have is $997. I can do the same thing, break that up into 3 installments for you. You will still have access to me helping you create your business plan as well as your marketing plan. We will also do your logo and graphics for your business as well and help you get structured. Now, is that one a better fit for your budget?
It's pretty close. It's a pretty closer. It's better. But I like to know, like, what all my options are. So are those your only 2 plans that you have?
Okay. Well, what I do is I feel like the best option for you right now will be the package of $197. And that does give you 1 call with me, access to a private Facebook group, and where you're more so in a question setting. I do go live weekly to answer your questions. And I also give you access to my e-course, which I can help you follow along and still give you the desired things you need. Now, those could be broken up into 2 installments as well.
Okay. That one sounds like a great thing. And that's once I pay you that $200, then that's it, right? Or is it monthly?
Oh, no, that'll be it. And you'll get access to the course right away and the Facebook group.
Okay. Sounds great. Sign me up for that. So that would be an example of downselling, how she downsells her products in her packages. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I would try to figure out how to get that person to sign up for a monthly package, monthly services, because we all know creating your business plan and creating your business, it takes a little bit longer in that one-time fee, and that, you know, the logo and everything else. Because we have a plan, okay? We have a plan. That's great. I can hand you a marketing plan right now that tells you how to make $100,000, how to make your business $100,000. But come on, guys. Do you really think that you're actually going to implement that if I say, hey, for $200, here's your marketing plan? That's like giving a toddler a Harry Potter book.
Right. But what I do with that plan is I usually make that my last resort plan. But that plan, like I said, it has access to an e-course. You get templates to help create your business, to help create your marketing plan. Most of the time, they have to come back to get a monthly plan anyway, because they're either there for you to see their finances increase, or they're in a different bracket financially. Like I said, they know that they need more help than what that package can give. They usually go to that package when they're just starting out and they just want to get a taste of what it's like without having the coaching services. And they realize that they do need my coaching services at the end of the day. I always explain to them that package is me being less hands-on, because you're only getting 1 phone call and you're mostly getting access to me in a group setting. Of course, you need that one-on-one time, because creating a business is a lot of work. It is not something that you can really do on your own, especially if you don't have the tools for yourself. And I always try to make that my last resort plan. I always do.
Right. That is so true. And that is the best way to actually package it and have it so that customers can have those options. Because as I'm a business coach as well as you're a business coach, and I started out doing those graphic projects and everything else to you, and everybody needs all of those things. You need that.
They do.
A lot of people, even if you do give them that, and they give you the graphics and I get the logo, but they don't even know how to create the logo. They don't know what kind of logo they want. They don't know who their logo is trying to target. Like, that takes more than one phone call. Even, I mean, unless you're going to spend about 4 hours on the phone with them, that takes more than one phone call, which, no, I'm not down.
I definitely don't.
Huh?
I said, no, I definitely don't spend 4 hours on the phone with them. like I said, it usually ends up with them calling back and saying, okay, I've walked through the e-course. I think I'm ready to go to a different package because I know I need those things. I don't know. I don't have anyone to create a logo. A lot of times I do have access to other designers that I can send them to outside of myself. I do give them access to a lot of my contacts that I have if they still decide that they don't want a coaching service. But as most of the time, as people who are just starting out, they are afraid to take that risk of being a business coach. I try to assure, and for the most part, I mean, 95% of the time, I'm able to sell all my monthly packages with no problem.
Right. And that's great. And that's great. But it's just actually, like, giving clients options is the idea of downselling, mm-hmm. of downselling them. Even if they have to build your trust with them or have to understand it. So how do you feel about that down? How do you feel about downselling it? Like if you were to tell one of your coaching clients that this is an idea or this is something that can help their business, why would you tell them that?
But as far as downselling go, I would tell them that it's a good idea because you got to, first of all, you got to base it upon demographics and their target audience. If they're in a business that does not allow, say they're in a business and the business mostly caters to people of a lower income level, I would definitely make sure that they have a broad range of products so that they can downsell because the target audience is going to someone with them.
Right.
That would be a package that I would tell them that should be available to a client because they want to start a business, and when they get into a different financial situation, more than likely they're going to come back anyway because they'll remember that, but they have access to that class for a lifetime so they can always go back, and those templates for a lifetime, so they can always go back into that class.
Right. And that's the best. I mean, that's the best thing. And so that they can see it and know that it's there, know that you're a secure salesperson, know that your business is not going to just be fly by night. So it gives them that level of access to who you are. And then I've known clients, I've had clients that it takes them years to actually want to work with you on that level because they don't even know they needed you.
Exactly. A lot of people, they try to cut corners when starting a business. The first thing they assume is that, well, I can't afford this because I'm just starting a business. And they don't even look at all of the things that go into it. They think that once they have a logo, they have a business name, and their LLC, they think that that's it. That's all they have to do, and it's way more goals into that. Like, you have to have a business plan. You got to have a route. You have to know your target audience. You have to know so many things in order for that business to run efficiently. I tell everybody, 78% of businesses dissolve within its first year because they don't have a great marketing plan and they don't have great structure. So if you're just building it on a flyby, be microwavable with it, of course it's not going to last. And of course you're going to realize that you do need a business coach. I can give you all the templates in the world, but you can't expect for the line to just fill themselves. You have to be knowledgeable in those things, and I always try to explain that.
Right. And that's realistically, and you have to keep learning because every day is a learning process. Every day you have to continue educating yourself about what's going on because there's certain things that we know that's out there, and then there's other things that we do not know that's out there. And sometimes you just have to take the time to educate yourself. So having most millionaires, most professional people have a coach.
Yes.
Have somebody who's helping them build their business. Because the benefits of having a coach and the benefits of that is to make them know that, like, there's somebody that's unbiased, somebody who's going to give them the real deal Holyfield about their business, somebody who's going to give them the unexperienced knowledge. That's like, why do you go to a marriage counselor before you get married? because they've been married, they know what they're supposed to be. They know what they're talking about. They know what you should be asking the question. Have you asked these qualifying questions to your spouse? The same thing goes with a business. Because I might be good at, like, you started as a graphic designer. I started as a graphic designer, too. The reason why, I can almost probably tell you the reason why you got into wanting to do more coaching is because graphic design doesn't make that much money anymore. Because
it definitely doesn't.
Because now people got Fiverr and Upwork and all of those things. So when I used to be back in the day, I could make, you know, $300 a day, $400, $500 a day, leave my house and come back home with about $500 because I went down to 5 barbershops or 6 barbershops and got people's business cards set up. They got it printed. And they walked out the door. Somebody wanted a page, and I was good. And that's just leaving my house. Now I try to do that. Everybody want to go on VistaPrint. They want to go on all these other platforms to make business. So now we have to find a different way to actually brand ourselves.
Marketing and technology are constantly changing, and you have to be brand aware all the time. You have to keep up with the new trends and everything else. So, and that's another thing. Social media is constantly changing. The algorithm changes, and you don't know how to market yourself anymore. A lot of people, so they just try to just post, but you have to be strategic in your posting in order for you to keep your income coming in.
You do. And I was just listening to a book the other day, like, even at TikTok. TikTok is a new hot thing. If you're not on TikTok or you haven't jumped on TikTok, it's probably right at the end of that curve. You know what I mean? That curve where they're allowing everybody to like everything, to do everything, to you to be exposed. Just like when Instagram first started. When Instagram first started, man, you can get 1,000 followers in a day. Without even doing nothing. You sign your Instagram up, you got 1,000 followers in one day. First day having Instagram. Now, you have to work for those thousands of 1,000 followers. Shit, to have anything over 5,000 followers, you really got to bust your ass and put your time in to get them. Real followers.
Oh, you definitely do. You definitely do. You have to make sure that you're going live. You got to make sure you're using the right hashtags. You got to make sure you're staying within trends. You got to do reels. You got to do so many different stuff to get yourself out there versus back in the day, it was just a simple, this might be a person you know. You should follow them, and they'll suggest you for people. You got to do so much to keep yourself relevant in the social media world.
Exactly. So these are the things, is being out there, being exposed, telling people about your business and getting them to understand what you're doing, making sure that they're a part of your team. And then the ultimate goal, like I said, in downselling, the best things for us to do, if we can't get them to actually give us money, if we can get that email, phone number, or that social media.
Yes.
Then that is the best way, another best way to downsell, because that could be money later.
Yep. It can definitely be money later. Always follow up with those clients.
Yes. Always follow up with people and make sure that you are there where they need to be. Those clients that you brought on with just the email, or you brought on with the lowest package, they're always going to hit you up and need help. So you now have to upsell them. That's when you have the benefit to upsell them. Say, hey, and even if it's not your second package, say they're at the $200 package, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say they're at the $200 package, and you upsell them. You might not be able to upsell them to the $1,000 package right yet, but if you can sell them a flyer or some more marketing material or a marketing template. Hey, I helped you with your business plan. Now here's your marketing. Here's a marketing plan. I can sell you a marketing plan for $100. You know what I mean? And this is how you would do your marketing and your business and your marketing out of that. Then the next month we hit them up. Hey, here's your financial planner. How to understand how to build your business credit, how to set up your finances in your business. hey, here's your tax planner. How are you supposed to file your taxes so that you can be an employee of your own business and get taxes back and get money out of your own business instead of just being an LLC? Hey, you know, here is your how to get funding and financing plan. Like each month, I would attack those people mm-hmm. with different plans on how they can grow and how they can establish their business. And
I always and that's why I love email marketing.
Huh?
I said that's why I love email marketing for that reason right there.
Yes, because so and then I mean there's so many ways in her business she could change. She can say here's social media marketing. Here's how if you do the marketing plan and you want to stay with that. Here's how you do social media marketing. Here's how you do drip sales. Here's how you do email marketing. Here's how you do whatever. Right. So you can always
right.
check them up. So we're at the last 5 minutes of the show. I would like you to tell everybody where they can find you if they need your services. We need to actually exchange information. I would like to do a evaluation on you and because a coach always needs a coach as well. So I would like
of
to
course.
Do and then projects that we can work on because, again, we're fellow graphic designers starting off in that field and understanding that, hey, you have to evolve with the times. So,
yes, ma'am.
So
I can be found on all social media platforms at Q_the_coach. That's Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter. You can find me on all the social media platforms at the same tag name.
Nice. So that was Q_
yeah. The D-A.
_coach. Look
yes.
at look at her and stuff. Follow her stuff, share this post, and get yourself out there. Get coaches. Find that coach. Find that person that you like. Find a package that they have and work with them. There's many coaches out there. You might not like me, but you might like her. So find you a coach. Get you a coach so you can help market and build your business. All right, I appreciate you being on tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'll probably send you because I'm not sure if my people on Instagram and on Facebook heard you because I didn't have my speaker. So I will probably re-upload this on those two platforms. So y'all can hear her, at least the voiceover, so that y'all can hear her side of it talk. And share it for everybody to listen to, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, you have a great day, all right?
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye. So this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. We are here. We just had Quandra, the coach, Q_the_coach on here, fellow graphic designer, knows how life used to be being a graphic designer. Now we're both business coaches. She works on business plans. I work on marketing plans. Two coaches that you can have in your wallet right now to teach you how to build your business and get you things that you, the money that you desire. I want to also announce that I am launching a 100K challenge. How to make $100,000 in 2022. So I'm launching a 100K challenge. If anybody would like to join my 100K challenge, DM me. I'll send you the information for you to get signed up for this 100K challenge. Okay? 100K challenge starts at $197. That'll give you access to the online program, 2 phone calls for me a month. And we will discuss your plan. And it is a challenge. So if you implement our 12 strategies of marketing in your business, then by the end of the year, we can have you grossing $100,000. How does that make, how does that sound? So for anybody who's interested in that program, make sure y'all send me a DM. And, let's talk about it. I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach here, signing off. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.